bom, bom. Would you like to hear the top 10 cryptocurrency mistakes I've made today? I think you'll enjoy this because I will show you the things I've done that are stupid. I'll be accountable for all the things I've messed up on. And I think this will be helpful for you to learn from my experience instead of having to repeat all the same mistakes for yourself. I've got a Kesha line to start this out with. I know I'm not perfect. I know I got issues. I know that I've got a sordid past and yeah, some bad tattoos. I'm not a model. I'm not a saint. And there, that's the theme of this right now. I've made some amazing mistakes. How much do you think they're all worth? When you add all the mistakes I've made up collectively and you look at the total cost, how much do you think all of them are worth? Well, I will show you here today on May 28th, 2017. If you would like to see what I think's the best investment today after all the things I've learned screwing things up, would you please go to the universityofjerrybanfield.com and find this number one cryptocurrency investment opportunity today. Well, Ed, that is number 11, Jerry. All right, maybe. So let's go over here. My top 10 cryptocurrency mistakes. I've read the comments on YouTube and some of them are encouraging me to be accountable, to fess up and to say what I've done wrong. Where I've made predictions, I've been wrong. So here we go. Number, what is this, 10? I'll go 10 down to 9. Trading US dollars to Bitcoin on Bitstamp. For each of these, I will also put my head so I don't get in the way of the text. Forget it. I'm just going to block the text. I'm going to tell you how much each of these mistakes has cost me too. And I'm going to share these mistakes whether they make me look good or not. Some of these mistakes make me look kind of bad. So, oh well. I traded Bitcoin to US dollars back and forth on Bitstamp. I traded over 100,000 in one day, not because I was trying to make money, because I was trying to simply get my Bitcoin into US dollars and get it back into my wallet. I appreciate if you're one of the first 79 people to watch, 100 people to watch online live. I will, after I do this initial presentation, I will follow up with you and answer as many questions as you have for me. Where are we at? Number 10, I traded my US dollars to Bitcoin on Bitstamp. I was just trying to cash out, but I realized the wire transfer process wouldn't work with my bank on Bitstamp. Oops, I literally burned $1,000 up in one day just in fees and in the market buy and sell difference because I didn't just send the money straight over to Coinbase. Yes, this is the fastest mistake I've made in terms of money, the complete waste. I blew $1,000 in a period of an hour or two on Bitstamp out of simply ignorance. Oops. And the mistakes continue to get more costly from here. Number 9, using personal loans to trade Bitcoin. When I first started trading Bitcoin, I didn't have any of my own actual cash. Oh no, I borrowed money. I was $50,000 in debt and credit cards, and I borrowed personal loans so that I could trade Bitcoin, which this relates with the next mistake also. I lost about $3,000 trading Bitcoin in 2015 and 16 because I borrowed money to trade Bitcoin. And not only did I lose money in the price, but I also paid interest on those personal loans on the money I lost. Oops, my bad. Cost me about $3,000. Now, this pairs with the next one. And to me, this is the one that really makes me look the worst. This is the one when people are like, you're scummy. This is kind of what I felt made me a little scummy. I had a client who paid me money to do advertising campaigns for him online. He paid the entire budget in advance, huge advertising budget. So it's all sitting there in the bank and I'm just looking at it. Meanwhile, I personally am broke. I'm borrowing money. I'm in credit card debt. And I'm looking at this client's money, just thousands and thousands sitting in the bank. And I'm like, why don't I just, I'll just buy some Bitcoin with this client's money, and then the price will go up, and then I'll sell the Bitcoin, and then the client won't know the difference. I'll make a profit, and the client won't care, because I will spend all the money for the client. Well, the opposite happened. So I was already dead broke. I bought tens of thousands of dollars with the client's money in Bitcoin, and I managed to lose about $5,000+ by using the client's money to buy Bitcoin and then the price of Bitcoin going down. And then guess what? When the client needed it, I couldn't just hold on to the Bitcoin. I needed to sell the Bitcoin to put it out to the client. And I actually was so short, I sold one of my websites and took more personal loans to cover these losses. Yes, that was pretty sleazy. All your lines so cheesy. Sorry, mommy, but I'm not that easy. Another Kesha line. That's like all I know. Yes, I used client funds to trade Bitcoin. And thankfully, the client didn't suffer any negative results from it because I did what it took, sold my website, borrowed more money. When the client went to spend all of their ad campaigns, I was able to spend all of it for them. Still, if a client gives you money, I don't think it's right to go fooling around with it buying Bitcoin. So there you go. I think that personally is one of the sleaziest things I've done. But hey, you can draw your own judgments. Now, what is this? Number 7? That's 1, 2, so 10, 9, 8, 7. So here we go. I made a dash budget proposal. This one I really need. I could just shrink my face like all the way down there. I should talk quieter while it's down here too. I made a dash budget proposal with no connections. I didn't even try and go in the Slack chat or do a pre-proposal. I just... Alright, I can't do that anymore. That's enough. I just blew into the Dash community, came in like a wrecking ball. I just came rolling into the Dash community. I drop a 500 Dash budget proposal, which, or something like that, which yes, today would be worth over 50,000, but at the time, I hadn't pumped and dumped it yet, so it was only worth about $20 or so a Dash. I made this proposal to do all kinds of things, to make videos, to share, and to promote Dash to hackers. You'd think hackers would like a currency with anonymity as the primary feature of it, right? I came rolling in, made what I thought was an epic proposal that I thought was just amazing. I thought it was better than everyone else's. And guess what? The Dash community, don't cuss, Jerry. The Dash community, can I say crap? Does that count? The Dash community crapped in my face back. The comments were awful. You can go look. I said the proposal is called Tell the Hackers or something like that. The comments on it are real nasty. And I didn't go try and become a community member before I just walked in and asked for thousands of dollars. I said, hi, I'm here. I'd like thousands of dollars to do something I think's awesome, but that I didn't explain to anyone. Oops. That cost me at least $10,000 because some of the, just the cost of the proposals themselves, I spent a bunch of Dash doing proposals, but not just that. If I would have just taken the time to stop in and say, hi, I'm Jerry Banfield. I just bought a masternode in the Slack chat. Everyone probably would have been like, hi, welcome to the community. Thank you. What are you hoping to do here? Blah, 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 blah. Stop talking that. Blah, blah, blah. Think you'll be getting this. Nah, nah, nah. Not in the back of my car. Whoa. Kesha Takeover. God, I really need to go to another one of her concerts. Where was I at? Oh, I wasn't talking with... I didn't go in and... I just came rolling in, wreck. No, Miley. I just came rolling in and wanted money. And I didn't get a good response. So I followed that up and I did the same thing again. I did the exact same thing again. Instead of listening to what anyone said, I just went ahead and asked for more money. And then they didn't give it to me and I got pissed. I said, those motherfuckers... How dare they not give me money? And then I rolled in and asked for more money again. They actually did give it to me. But then I kept making the same mistake over and over and over again. And it cost me at least $10,000 plus my relationship with the Dash community, which I eventually just decided, you know what, this is too messed up. This isn't even worth salvaging at this point. So this led into things you'll more. But the next thing I did, I think number six. So this recently, after my mistakes with the Dash community got me to the point where I'm like, F them, I'll just go somewhere else and maybe they'll appreciate me. I looked at Pivx. I'm like, hey, this is, I could basically do the same thing I did with Dash. I could come rolling in and make these budget proposals and try to be a big deal. So I bought 10 Bitcoin or 11 Bitcoin of Pivx all at once. The price went down like 30% and I'm like, whoops. And I sold it and managed to lose a couple of Bitcoin fooling around buying Pivx. And then I bought a whole bunch of Steam. I'm like, oh my God, Steam, Steam. And then I just rolled in. I put like 30,000 in the Steam. And then the price yesterday went down like 30%. Now I bought more. I had buy orders all the way down. But still, I missed out. If I would have had more patience, I could have had at least $15,000 more Steam than I have today. And I wouldn't have just dumped all the money into Pivx before realizing that, well, you know what, I'll probably make the same mistakes with Pivx that I did with Dash. Either that or Pivx, given the community size, not worth that much for a masternode today. So I just rolled, I rushed in, and yes, it cost about $15,000 just rushing in like that. Oops. And these are continuing to get better. These are escalating in expensive mistakes. So I think this is number five. I sold my altcoins on Poloniex. If you watched those tutorials I did last year in 2016 in July or August, September, I did all these Poloniex tutorials. I showed buying all these altcoins. Now, in order to buy my Dash Masternode, I dumped all my altcoins on Poloniex into Dash. Now, I had enough cash. I could have just bought the masternode with my cash and held those altcoins on Poloniex. I didn't need to dump those altcoins on Poloniex. I just dumped them. And if I would have held, I had all kinds of altcoins, things at the time that were nearly worthless. I had Steam. I had a bunch of Steam. I'd bought Steam several times over for like 0.1 Bitcoin. I'd bought a bunch of it up when it was really cheap. I bought a bunch of Stellar Lumens. That just went to the sky. I had Ripple. I had a bunch of altcoins on Poloniex. I had like 5 Bitcoin of altcoins on Poloniex in December 2016. Before they all blew up, I was holding tons of a bunch of them. And that cost, selling my altcoins, instead of taking another $5,000 out of the bank and buying Dash, I sold all my altcoins. That cost me at least $25,000. Even accounting for what I earned on the Dash, I would have earned at least $25,000 more if I would have just held on to my altcoins instead of getting impatient and selling all of them and converting them into Dash. If I would have followed my own advice on the balanced portfolio and kept my Poloniex portfolio, then that would have been worth at least $25,000 more at a minimum. And these mistakes keep getting better. Oh my God, Jerry, how do you live with yourself? I pray and meditate a lot and go to AA every day. That's how I live with myself. And I have a wife and family that love me and all of you online that love me. That's how I live with myself. Now, see, these get even better, don't they? So after I sold, this is number four, I think. After I sold my Dash Masternode, and I will get to the comments as soon as this little presentation's done. After I sold my Masternode, I had 60 Bitcoin at $1,750 each. It's the most Bitcoin I'd ever had at once before. Remember I just said in a previous mistake that I sold all my altcoins on Poloniex, I took that 5 Bitcoin, bought 5 more Bitcoin, and put it all in Dash. When I sold my Dash Masternode, I had 60 Bitcoin out of it. 60 Bitcoin. And I sold them all the cash and took the cash, 50,000 plus of it, and stuck it in my bank account because I was afraid of taking any risk. Now, guess what? The Bitcoin price right after that proceeded to go up $750 at its peak. It may still go up higher. Because I was unwilling to lose perhaps a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, I missed out on making $50,000 just by literally letting my Bitcoin sit in Coinbase for a few weeks. I could have literally made $50,000 just letting it sit there. But nope, I was impatient, again sold everything in the cash, wanted to put it straight in my bank account. $50,000 mistake right there. And what did I just needed to let it sit. I'm okay with that. I have enough money today, and I'm grateful for that. Having enough money means I don't have to agonize over mistakes like this. I do believe it's important that I be accountable to you, though, and admit, yes, I did this. I followed my own advice on this one, and I paid the price in a missed opportunity for it. So, here we go. So, it gets even better, though. When I was first buying and trading Bitcoin, and this relates to the first two out of three mistakes, I bought 30 Bitcoin. I bought many of them for under $200 each. I had 30 Bitcoin in 2015. I think when it dropped to 170, I bought 10 or 20 Bitcoin at 170. And I bought a bunch at 180. I had at least 30 Bitcoin. I may have had four, even more. I might have had 40 or 50, but I had at least 30 Bitcoin. And I just realized also I don't think I reported capital losses on any of my taxes either, which you could add that to I paid thousands of dollars in extra tax. Whoops. I sold 30 Bitcoin, so I bought all this Bitcoin when it was down. I'm like, it's never going to be this low again, ever. It won't ever, ever be this low again. And I was right. And I was impatient. And few things suck in life as much as being rightly impatient. I bought all this Bitcoin and then I panicked and sold it at $205. My friend Robert, who bought the Bitcoin from me, gave me cash. Where's my wallet? I whip a little. My friend, here, don't whip the big bills out, Jerry. Whip the small bills out. There you go. Cash. Look, the dollar bills. My friend Robert gave me $7,000+ in cash because he wanted the Bitcoin for himself, for his own website. I sold 30 plus Bitcoin at $205 each. I easily could have held my money and I easily could have held on to that Bitcoin. That cost me about $130,000. Even though I was sure the Bitcoin would never go down to 170 again, even though I was right to buy it, I was so impatient that as soon as I made a small profit, just a few weeks later, I sold all of it for $205. It then proceeded to go up as high as $2,500. I easily could have held that 30 Bitcoin. It wouldn't have made a big difference. $130,000 mistake. Oh, well. Now here, we'll get into some of the ones which mistakes I've made that have pissed the most people off. I think pissed is family friendly on YouTube. If you're in England, you get drunk, you might say, I got pissed. I went to the pub and I got pissed and I went home and I fell asleep. Jerry, that's a crappy British accent. Oh well. Number two, the second biggest mistake was Dash. If you combine this with the other mistake, it really makes sense. So my friend Albert, through my friend Robert, got me all pumped up on Dash. I'm like, Dash, 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 Dash. Dash is it. Dash is going to be the next Bitcoin. Dash, 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 Dash. I sold all my altcoins, another mistake, put them all into Dash. Put more cash into Dash. I started doing this on Christmas Day. If you want to add up my personal mistakes in these, I spent a significant part of Christmas morning buying Dash on Poloniex and moving money around instead of hanging out with my family, at which point I got a resentment and was all pissed off, and it took like a month to deal with that, and I was all aggravated on Christmas Day. So you just not even go there because that just makes us too complicated. So I bought all this Dash on Christmas, starting on Christmas Day and over the next week, and then I told everyone, I'm going to hold this Dash for at least a year, because if you pay capital gains, which the IRS is bending me, oh, Jerry, easy, family friendly. All right. If you sell all of your Dash, if you buy something in the U.S. and then sell it within a year, you have to pay full income tax. Whereas if you hold it for at least a year, you get to pay capital gains, which is only 15%. Meanwhile, the Dash Masternode right now pays out like 1.8 Dash or almost $200 right now. I told everyone, this is the investment of a lifetime. I will hold my Dash Masternode forever. This is a retirement gift for my daughter. I said all of these things. And then I wandered into the community, posted a couple of budget proposals, went off on them like a nuclear bomb. How dare you motherfuckers not give me everything I've asked for? How dare you not pay me all this money when I'm making all these videos? How dare you? You gonna burn the money instead of give it to me, you jerks! I then ranted and raved like a child at the community, and then after doing yet another, finally, after taking suggestions and doing a pre-proposal post, and having other people make equally childish comments to me, things like, I'm threatening them because I might use another cryptocurrency. Is that a threat? You'll invest somewhere else. That's a threat. Maybe it is a threat. Maybe it's just what I'm going to do. So after finally getting fed up with not what everyone else had done, but what I'd done in the community, I'm like, screw you guys, I'm leaving. I sold all my Dash. Not only did it go up as high as 100, I sold it all at $87, which still, I bought it for 11, sold it for 87, really good deal. On 1,000 Dash, I got all the Masternode payments for thousands more. So not only that, but the price went up to $150. So I literally bought at 87. I could have sold at 150. Not just that, but I broke my word then, which doesn't seem... I've been trying to do that less lately, but I was... Some people would call that dishonest. One person on YouTube called it scummy. You're scummy. You promoted Dash, you pumped it, you promoted it, you told everyone to buy it, and then you sold it. You're scummy, Jerry. You're scummy. Well, I know what it feels like to feel scummy. Don't you think all these thoughts have went through my mind? Well, that's nice. You told all your followers. You told millions. You didn't tell millions. You're such a liar. All right, I told 700,000 or 800,000 people using YouTube and Facebook, especially Facebook ads. I told hundreds of thousands of you online that Dash is the investment of a lifetime. Here's how you invest. All that crap stuff. I said, I love Dash. Dash is so great. And then all of a sudden, switch. Dash sucks. I sold it all. Get rid of your Dash before it plummets. Whatever you want to call that. I think that is also, that's likely to have pissed off a lot of people. And say, well, really, Jerry just sucks. He tells you to do one thing, and he just takes advantage of you. He buys something, gets you all pumped up on it, and then he just dumps it after you've bought it and made him money. He's scummy. Scummy bastard. And to me, that's not how I'm aiming to be. I'm aiming to be helpful, and I'm aiming to be of service. So to me, this makes it worth it to be accountable and be like, yes, I've been a scummy bastard. I bought something cheap. I promoted the hell out of it. And then I unloaded it after I made seven or eight times the money I put into it. Yes, yes, scummy bastard. There we go. There it is. Right out there open. Yes, that's exactly what I did. Now, I didn't mean to do it like that. You could say there was divine misdirection if you want to. I didn't intend for that to happen. But all these mistakes I've made have snowballed together into, well, why don't you just sell? So this goes into number one. What's the number one thing I've screwed up with cryptocurrencies? 250 people waiting live. Thank you, Andrew says, hindsight's 2020. After the top mistake I've made is not following my own advice. Damn, boy, you can't follow your own advice. That's right. If I'd followed all of my own advice, I'd have at least 400,000 more today. If I'd have just followed all my own advice. If I'd have simply held my Poloniex portfolio and taken different money, instead of giving Vanguard 2,500, if I'd put that into Dash and left my alt, if I'd have just left my altcoin portfolio alone, not fooled around with it, I'd have a fortune more. If I'd have just left the Dash Masternode alone without fooling with it, I just could not mention Dash anymore and be like, well, I'm taking my payments, just leave it. Leave it, like I tell my daughter, leave it. Leave it. Don't fool around with the stuff in the trash. Leave it. If I'd have followed my own advice, just financially, it'd be worth at least $400,000 more. But sometimes you really need a convincer. This is a two-part mistake. So not following my own advice and thinking I'm smarter than other people. The mistakes I made initially happened because I thought I was smarter than other people. Can you now tell me if this is reasonable? I started buying Bitcoin online, and within the first few months, I figured I was a little smarter than the average investor. I'm like, now, this is going to go up. It's going to be worth more. Yes, I was right. When it was $600 for a Bitcoin in 2014, I was absolutely right. The price is going to go up, and all I needed to do was just buy and buy and buy and buy. That was the, I thought I was smarter than every people, and I was telling everyone else to buy. But what I didn't realize is that I needed 3 years to be right. I would need 3 years before I really was right. I wasn't patient enough to just buy a little bit, like 10 bucks, just buy like 10 bucks of Bitcoin every day. Or whatever I could afford. Just buy a little bit every day and hold on to it. Nope, I'm going to buy 300 today. I'll buy 1,000 today. What the hell? I'll buy 2,000 today. I thought I was smarter than everyone else, and I got quite a lot of evidence that I'm not. And then I set up these investment strategies based on realizing I'm not smarter than everyone else. But then I set out to prove I really am smarter. And I'm smarter than not only everyone else, but I'm smarter than my own reasonable advice. That's right. I'm so smart that I don't even need my own advice because, well, the rules don't apply to me, do they? This is a mistake I made frequently in my life, which is why I show up and be accountable here for it today, which is why I fess up to it. Yes, all these things, I've done them. And if you put together all my mistakes, they're collectively worth at least $400,000. Now, I'm grateful that everyone who's commented who said, you're so stupid, you could have made $50,000 more. I'm grateful that you think it's worthwhile for me to have made $50,000 more. That's nice. I haven't seen anyone who said, you don't deserve to make the $50,000 anyway. You did the right thing. You don't deserve any more money. You did the right thing. You sold it just the right time. Don't you feel good? Actually, I think someone did comment that. So these are my mistakes. Collectively, financially, I've made so many mistakes that if I sold everything today based on my mistakes, I easily could have all my debt paid off today and have some savings. So instead, I've got a lot of valuable life lessons I've learned. I've shared this with the hope you can be smarter than me. That you don't have to make 3 years worth of cryptocurrency mistakes to do a little bit of investing, to make a little bit of money, and maybe this is useful for you today. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate you watching. And now I will switch to answering questions. If this is live, which it's live at 11:23 a.m. How do I turn it off? There we go. It's live at 11:23 a.m. today. If you would like to comment, I will read your comments live now. The best way to get me to see a comment, I'm grateful there's 259 people watching on YouTube. Jerry, there's only 259 people watching on YouTube. Why? That's not very many. I'm grateful. If the easiest way to get me to see your comment and to pay attention to it is to use the super chat on YouTube, which I really appreciate. And now I've learned what it looks like when it happens. So if it's not live, though, the best way to interact with me currently is steemit.com. Right now, I'm consistently reading most all of the replies I get on steemit.com. If you comment on my posts and upvote them, I'm very grateful. If you have a steemit.com account, would you please follow me if you want more of this same kind of things I've been creating? And if you would comment and interact with me on Steemit, I would be willing to perhaps follow you and use the feed to vote your posts up and help you earn. So Steem is what I'm really excited about, but I think my cryptocurrency, I think if you don't know anything about Steem, you might really like my course that explains why I'm so excited about it. And if you've watched all the way in, I hope sharing that with you is useful. And hello? Yes, I will go back through the chat and try and say hello. So Will Nicholas, Ryan Perry, Andrew, thank you on Facebook. Shannon says you're in front of 20 displays. I'm in front of 4. Brian, thank you for watching. I don't know hardly anything about dog coin or doggy coin. Do you think new cryptocurrencies are worth the investment? Absolutely. Some of the new cryptocurrencies, I invested $1,000 in a pre-sale on one cryptocurrency. I think some of the best values you can get in investing with cryptocurrencies are to buy the brand new ones, because that's when your money makes the biggest difference. If you put $1,000 or $100 in the Bitcoin, it makes almost no difference. It's a gigantic ocean of money, and $100 is a tiny drop in the bucket. Now, if I can use my controls correctly here. Now, if you put $100 or $1,000 into some of these currencies listed way at the bottom here, now that's a significant contribution. For example, if you go all the way to the bottom on what is this, coincap.io, hell, some of these, if you put $100 in, you could have a significant portion of all that's available. For $1,000, you could have half of the whole market, essentially. So some of these currencies, these newer ones, can be a really good way. Now, if you believe in the community on some of these new ones, these might be a really good investment. Some of these newer ones, every dollar that gets put into them makes a huge difference, because they don't have that much money. They can't pay developers, many of them, to work full-time, that they really could use money. So if you find a community you love of some new cryptocurrency, then yes, you might be able to make a huge amount of money on it. However, if money is your main goal, though, you're going to run into lots of the same mistakes I've ran into, because most of the mistakes I've made have been in trying to make money. Now, a couple of them have been, like with Dash, not being a good community member, but I've just realized the value after 3 years of trading cryptocurrencies online about actually participating in the community. So I recommend, if you want to invest in one of the newer coins, that you be an active community member in there. As I'm investing in Steem, I'm also being an active community member in Steem. I'm making new posts. I'm writing another new post today for Steem. And I'm grateful. I'm on the Steem Whales today. I'm 327 on the Steem Whales accounts out of like 171,000 accounts. So I'm investing big into Steem because I believe in the community. There's Donald J. Trump says, don't smile. Okay, I'll try and look and do some more shout-outs here. Poloniex is crap, switch to Bittrex, says Exern Derelis. Yes, I agree with, I don't know if crap. Poloniex has been very frustrating to use lately, let's put it that way. I've been using Bittrex.com, Bittrex, Bittrex or Bittrex, or you could do BitTrex. BitTrex. Why don't I call it BitTrex? That'd be funny. So I think that I like BitRex. BitTrex is my favorite place. Let me see if I can get some of the comments from the beginning. James, cool video, thought signal, BSO, Vince, crazed gaming, main man, AM, Telugo Techno, Goat, Black Green, Ashish, Says, I made you laugh. Good, I'm hoping. Thought Signal, I appreciate you watching. Blazer HD, can you teach me how to hack a Gmail password? The main thing that is just works for password hacking is just kind of use common sense things like, you know, your friends' birthdays and those kind of things. That's one of those basic things that... So I don't recommend hacking Gmail passwords, though. That, based on my experience, I've hacked... I'm going to make a top 10 mistakes I've made online soon. I've hacked video games before. I've caused whole game servers worldwide to go down on two different games before. These were back in like 2004, 2005, and 6. I took whole game servers down for massively multiplayer online service. And you know what? I regret doing that. I regret doing that. Going in, figuring out how to hack the game. I regret hacking the game. I regret all these people I'd hung out with and friends with. I regret going in and being that person who goes screws the game up so bad that the admins have to log on at 3 in the morning and fix things. I regret doing that. Undone Sum says, nothing is good to buy. Switch to fiat. Yes, if you've got Bitcoin, you can never tell with these things, though. The truth is, no one knows exactly what the future holds. I mean, who would have thought Ethereum Classic would blow up to $14? I certainly thought when Ethereum was $90 that that was a bad buy, and it went over 200 at one point. Ripple's down to 20 cents after being over 34. I would guess Ripple's going to go down to maybe 10 cents at least. It just got a bit overinflated. Ripple is really exciting, but there's also 38 billion Ripple available. That's a lot of Ripple, and it's still relatively new. I don't know if I've ever made a transaction other than a trade on Ripple. I've made actual transactions with Bitcoin, Ethereum, New Economy Movement, Litecoin, Dash, and I think that's it. Those are the only currencies I've made actual transactions with where I sent a meaningful payment to someone. Oscar says, am I the only one who hasn't had problems with Poloniex? Poloniex worked really good for me the first year or so, 6-8 months I used it. Lately, it's been getting so much traffic that it's been slowing down. Visibility says, would you have liked to sell your Dash later? Well, of course, if I could just, hindsight, sure, I'd be happy to have an extra $50,000 for my Dash. And one of the things I noticed is the impatience penalty or that fear of missing out. I got afraid that the Dash price went down to $60 or so while I was holding it. And I was afraid that it'd go down to like 40 or 30 or 20 and never come back up. So I figured selling for $87,000 seemed to be a good deal. Usually it's best to be more patient. Like, same thing, I got so excited about Steam, I dumped everything I could into Steam, about 20... Well, I'll show you my wallet. We don't have to guess. Here's my wallet. This is how much Steam I have today. Yeah, I have 29,000 Steam right now. Most of which I bought when Steam was a $1.20-something. So if I'd have had a little bit more patience, instead of being 300 out of 171,000, 327, instead of that, I could be even higher. I mean, it's not like a huge loss. I also want to thank Coinbase while we're here. Coinbase has, and if you've joined on Coinbase, I'd like to thank you very much for that right now. I've referred 162 friends. Jerry, you don't have 162 friends. I've referred 162 friends to Coinbase and earned 1.61 Bitcoin in rewards. My friends collectively have earned 1.61 Bitcoin, or round up to two. My friends have collectively earned that much Bitcoin also. That means all the friends combined who've joined Coinbase, they have received that much Bitcoin. If it's you, thank you. If you'd like to get some Bitcoin from Coinbase, would you go to my resources link on my website? Click on the Discover Coinbase link. They'll give you $10 when you either buy or sell to Bitcoin, and they'll give me $10 as well. Coinbase is the main wallet I use for selling back and forth. Bitstamp worked really good to trade, but as I said, for mistake number 10, I screwed up on Bitstamp, and it's not as easy. You have to do a wire transfer if you're in the U.S., and my bank, I didn't know how to put that in, so... Bob says, on Coinbase, I'm not verified yet. Yes, Bitrex is the fastest I've ever seen. I got instantly verified on Bitrex. Poloniex is still screwing around with my verification application weeks later. Jason says, upcoming ICOs we should look for. I personally think if you're going to be in on an ICO, you would want to know the founder, know whoever's going to launch the coin. So I would say it's more of to look for founders that are working on ICOs to be aware of. And I don't know. I am the one I've bought into is called the Superior Coin. Let me see if I can find that. The one ICO I bought into is, let me put this in another window just in case I type that wrong. You never know what could happen on the internet. Just in case I put that in wrong. So this is the one coin I've bought into. I have 1.3 million Superior Coin today. This is the one coin I've bought into. I think according to the data, I've got about 0.5% of all the coins starting out. The current price is what's listed on the website here, about less than 1 cent per coin. And I like this coin also because it's based on a community. And I'm really getting to like community-based coins because a lot of these coins, features don't matter. And I'll load my Crowdify on another website. Features don't matter that much for a coin because all these coins are competing on features. You really got to have community to stand out. If you really want to do well, you need to have community to stand out. So let's see if I can log in over here. And I'll show you the community based on this one. This is one I'm also excited about. If you want an initial coin offering, this one might... It might not either. It might be a good one. You can see I've got 1.3 million Superior Coin balance. I'm one of the first investors in the world in Superior Coin. It's a pre-sale now. To my knowledge, it's not on any exchanges. So if I search for Superior Coin, you can see it's not on coincap.io at all. Superior Coin is the currency that they're going to use on Crowdify.com. I have a friend whose friend is the founder of Crowdify, and I communicated, Michelle, I directly communicated with the founder in order to invest. So the pre-sale is on the SuperiorCoin.com. You can put in your Twitter ID, the amount of your coin, and pay with Bitcoin. This is the one thing I've invested in before it's even going on any exchange. I think if it does go on an exchange, it's got great potential. At the same time, this thing is so early that I can't even transfer out of my wallet yet. So I can't actually send or do anything with these right now because the website is still using the old currency called Crowdify points. My friend Michelle here as G Michael B KK. He really likes this website. There's good activity. This is basically a social network where you get paid for what you do anyway. So like following someone, sharing. So I like currencies that have a good community backing on them and that have some kind of natural marketplace or website like this. So this is the one website I've invested in, like even before an initial coin offering. So this is the one thing I have to give you in that regard. It's at thesuperiorcoin.com. And the founder is Michael Q. Todd. I'm sure he'd be very grateful if you bought some Superior Coin. Now, you really need a Crowdify account. So this is at crowdifyclub.com. However, they're currently making a wallet. Jerry, what's this coin like? Well, the basics of it, if you read the coin page here, it's basically a Monero. I think that's how you say it. A Monero clone. So it's got a lot in common. It uses the CryptoNote protocol. I guess it's kind of a Monero clone there. So that's all I know about that. Alex says, how do you find ICOs to invest? You find ICOs to invest by finding the founders, I would imagine, who are working on them. If you want the very best investment, I would imagine the Superior Coin has the chance to be a great investment for me, because right now it's difficult to even buy it. It's not on any of the exchanges yet. When it gets on an exchange, if the price goes up to 1 cent, even if it just goes up to 1 cent each, I've got 13 million. So if I use my calculator, or 1.3 million, I got 1.3 million. So if the price goes to 1 cent on an exchange, I'll have $13,000. If it goes to 10 cents, I'll have $130,000. Now, at the same time, I can't cash this out. I can't do anything practical with it right now because it's so early on, they're just building it. I would say if you want to get in on initial coin offerings, brand new coins, start searching for the founders. You can search for them on Twitter. You can just see what people are talking about, see about making their own coin. You can Google, you can watch YouTube videos. And I think that's a good way to just find the founders, basically. Another way is just to ask your friends or to just comment on here. But this is the only one I know of that I'm interested in. I'm sure there are some other good ones, but this is all I know that I'm interested in. You're welcome for the great tutorials. I'll try and do some more shout outs now. Thought Signal, Daniel Gomez. Yes, Daniel, if you want to buy the Superior Coin, it is available. It's less than 1 cent per coin right now. So it's 81 hundredths of a cent. Or how do you multiply that out? 81 ten thousandths of a dollar? Yeah, so it's 0.81 cents right now. If you want to buy some of it, it's at thesuperiorcoin.com. You can just go straight to thesuperiorcoin.com. You can read about it. You can look at the wallet here. And you can see it's on the Crowdify Club platform. It explains just what it is. It tells you how many are going to be released. And then you can buy coins here. You can put in your Twitter ID, how much you want. Like if I want Jerry Banfield, if I want $1,000. You can see that if I put in $1,000, that'll give me about 1,000 Superior Coin. Well, I guess the math's not right on it because that's the amount of coins you want to buy. Okay, so if I want to put in $1,000, then I'll get about 100,000. If I put in $800, I'll get about 100,000 Superior Coin. And then you can pay with Bitcoin. And so if you have one Bitcoin, like if you want to invest like one Bitcoin, you could get 250,000 Superior Coin with one Bitcoin. So that you can buy that now. I recommend look at Crowdify.com first, though. I only was willing to invest in this because of Crowdify.com, because of my friend already being an investor in it as well. I wouldn't have invested in it without that. So I recommend check out Crowdify.com, look around and see whether you like Crowdify.com first, and I check on that. Yes, if you want the Poloniex alternative, it's Bitrex. So I'll see if I can bring that up in another window too. So I'm getting a lot of questions about Poloniex alternatives, so I will get that fired up for you now. I'm signing in on another window and then I'll buy it over here. I appreciate you watching, and if I've missed your comment, would you use the YouTube Super Chat? That's an easy way for me to see your comment, and then I highlight it to everyone else. So here's bitrex.com, bitrex.com. I'll paste the link in YouTube. So this is what I use to trade. This is what works really well. I've done a tutorial on this. So if you want to see how to use Bitrex, I've got a tutorial showing exactly how to use Bitrex already. Bitrex has, I'll just link directly to the tutorial here. I'm grateful if you liked that one. I really appreciate it. Where is that? That video did really well. I appreciate it if you've liked that one. So here's the Bitrex tutorial. I am not currently buying any Bitcoin right now. I'd like to see where the price goes. I've already got one Bitcoin, so if I go to my wallet, I already have 1.1 Bitcoin, and I had a bunch more. I had 10 that I put into Steam, and then I put in like, I don't know, three or something, four more into Steam. And now I've still got a Bitcoin, and then what I've got, so I can search up here for Steam. Then what I've got a bunch of buy orders in on Steam. So I'm actually, in the short term, if Steam goes down, that's good because I've got all these open orders in. And then if the price of Steam goes down, I'll get a whole bunch of Steam cheap. So each of these is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I've got 21 orders in for Steam. That's about 5,000 Steam that I've put in for my one Bitcoin. If the price of Steam plummets, I can grab up 5,000 more Steam. And then I'll consider how if I want to buy more. I'd like to absolutely load up on Steam, because I'm going to start advertising Steam the way I did Dash. I'm going to start pumping Steam all over the place. So I think even if it doesn't go up in the short term, I think in the long term, Steam's going to go up a ton. And one of the reasons I think this is because Steam already's been a lot higher in the past. So if you look at the coin market cap, Steam is one of the only ones that has not exceeded its previous market cap. So Steam at one point a year ago reached a market cap of almost 400 million. It didn't even go over that in the new cap. I think Steam personally is way undervalued. So I've used Bitrex or Bittrex, however you put it. I've used Bitrex to buy most of my Steam. And I bought so much Steam that I'm being patient and continuing to buy more each month. I'm also getting more Steam. So if you look at my blog, I'm grateful they're giving me Steam just for making posts on Steam. So I'm getting more Steam that way. It looks like I should be able to make it. I should make a good bit of money every month just making posts on Steam if the trend that has started continues. And then I also would like to continue investing more in Steam. Now, I recommend if you want to find out fully why I'm excited about Steam, all the features I think that are amazing and all the risks, I think this course is really helpful for it. And you can take the course along with all of my other courses with the $27 a month subscription. That's the cheapest way to take it. Unless you want all of my courses, in which case you can get all of my courses for life for $297. I'm hoping to make 1,000 plus courses over the course of my life. If you'd like to take the full course, would you please go on my website, u.jerrybanfield.com, and buy this cryptocurrency investment, or grab, I think the best deal is the All Courses for Life bundle, because you get every course I'm ever going to make for $300. Everyone who's bought that, I really appreciate it. And yes, if you want to see my trade history, look, I bought, of course, my impatience. Now, I bought Steam as low as 3, 4 right here. But I bought most of my Steam, if you look at my trades, I bought most of my Steam at 0.58. It's down to, or at 58. It's down to 40 right now. I bought 6 Bitcoin at 58. I bought like 4 Bitcoin at 54 in here. And then I got really excited the other day and I dumped another 1.7 Bitcoin into it right there. And then I also bought all this Steam on the way down. So I'm not perfect. I do have a lot of passion though. You, Jason, do you like that? Bit T-Rex? I like Bit T-Rex. Bit T-Rex. Bread wallet. Bread wallet. What are the features of Bread wallet? Oh, if you already are on Steam, would you please either read my posts if you've never read them? And if you like my posts, would you then follow me and upvote my posts and then start commenting? Say, ask me to follow you on Steam. I'm just making a post today about the exact process that I'll use to start following on Steam. And when I follow on Steam, The cool thing about Steam, I can make a vote that's massive. When I vote your post up, it's like hundreds of people voting your post up in terms of voting power. So that's, Steam is awesome. Bitrex, you can use Bitrex. Bitrex is an exchange like Poloniex or BitTrex. BitTrex. Bit, I like that. It's got a wallet and it's an exchange. It's based in the U.S., whether that's a good or a bad thing in your opinion. It's based in the U.S. and I just love it. So I bought a bunch of Steam up here. And then if Steam goes down, I'm going to keep buying more. Because the one time I don't want to buy more is if it goes up. If it goes up to like $2 to $5 a Steam, I think it's going to go to $10 a Steam. It's currently 85 cents. I'm making a prediction on May 28, 17, that in 10 months, Steam will be $10. So I want to grab as much of it as possible while it's down. And then whenever it does hit that next power curve, like it already hit over here, but it didn't. It went up some, but it didn't really hit a power curve over here. When it hits that next power curve, then I want to have as much of it as possible because then I won't be able to buy hardly any more of that. You might be able to make a lot. Mark says you might be able to make a lot of money on Ripple. You might be right. The price of Ripple might go up to $1. For a Ripple in a year or two because of the adoption by banks. At the same time, it might go down to like 10 cents before it goes up to $1. What's up, Prakash? Thank you for watching on Facebook. Let's see how many people's Facebook shown this to. Facebook's shown this to 182,000 people. That's very nice of it. Psychonaut says, I left you a question on the crypto. Thank you. I just turned on the questions today. My friend Michelle will be answering them along with, I will be answering them as well. Innut says, I'm new in crypto. Can you advise me in what to invest? So basically there's two, I'll repeat the question slower and thank you. Ionnut or Ionnut on YouTube asks, I am new in crypto. Can you advise me on what to invest in next? So there's two different basic ways you can do it. And I've combined, I think it can be nice to combine both of these strategies. Or you can, it's easier to just do this first one. So as some of the reviews have critically noted, in my first, the cryptocurrency investment and retirement planning course here, the basic strategy I share is to bet the market. You can really bet the market well on Bitrex because there's tons of markets. So if I just go over to all the markets on Bitrex, there's so many markets. There's something like 175 altcoins you can trade on Bitrex. You, for example, if you wanted to put in $100 or $1,000 to start, you could make really small orders. You could put like 0.0. I don't know what the smallest is. Each of them have different. But you could basically just buy a little bit of a bunch of different currencies. This strategy can work really well because you're essentially betting the entire market. If you'd bet the entire stock market, at least the top currencies, or not currencies, if you'd bet like the top 500 or 1,000 out of the stock market from whenever it started till now, you'd have a ridiculous amount of money. This lowers your risk then because you're betting the whole market. If one currency crashes, it doesn't matter. I've made a lot of money. I put a half Bitcoin on Poloniex. I did this exact strategy as I go through and demonstrate in the course. I do show you the exact strategy in real time as I do it in the course. I made at least a Bitcoin within a month doing that. So I made, with an initial investment of $600, I bought 50 different altcoins. I made at least a Bitcoin worth over $2,000 within a month of doing that, which I then invested and lost essentially. If I had to sell it now, which I don't, I essentially would have lost in Steam. But I bet the whole market. I just bought into the top 50 and I put 0.01 Bitcoin into 50 different currencies and the price of that just blew up. It went up to, one day it went up to like almost a Bitcoin and then I sold some and it went up to almost a Bitcoin again. I sold some. So one strategy, if you're new, if you don't know anything at all about which cryptocurrency to buy, you could just buy a little bit of a bunch of different currencies And then just hold on to them, forget about them, or buy a little bit every month and look at it as a long-term investment. That's one basic way to do it. The other basic way to do it is to research these or to follow someone's recommendation. I've done both. The best investment I've made so far, I followed a recommendation combined with my own research. My friend Albert through Robert got me all excited about Dash when it was $10. I researched Dash. I researched it, Googled it, and then I bought into Dash. I invested everything at that point into Dash. And then I promoted Dash a bunch, and then the price went up, and then I sold my Dash. You're scummy. I sold my Dash. So another way to do it is to bet everything on one currency you believe in. I think both of these strategies combined are ideal. Now, for me personally, it makes the most sense at this point to bet everything on Steam. Why? Because Steam gives me a lot for my investment. If I just have 10, I'm very grateful that I have 29,000 Steam today. I'm one of the top holders of Steam power in the whole world, which means I have vested Steam that's earning interest. It also gives me the ability to essentially vote my own pulse way up, which gives them a much higher opportunity of getting a good amount of money earned on each post. That's a huge investment reward, and I've explained that in much more detail in my number one crypto investment course. Now, for me, it makes the most sense today to go all in on one currency because I can't really promote the whole market that well. If I run an ad on Facebook talking about how amazing cryptocurrencies are, it doesn't really benefit me much to promote the entire market. And because you are collaborating with me to give what appears to be my power to broadcast my opinion online, which I hope reflects your opinion and is useful for you, it makes the most sense for me currently to just pick one or a small amount of currencies and then promote those because I can actually influence the price a little bit, at least in my own big ego head. I can influence the price a little bit on that currency, and even if, and we together can have a huge impact on one currency. So it depends on how you want to go about it. It depends on what's best for you. If you want a passive investment strategy, just betting the market, if you don't want to talk to anyone, you just want to make some money, you believe in these cryptocurrencies as a whole, but you don't want to research them and do all this work, you could just put a little bit of money every month. I've done this. I used Coinbase to turn US dollars into Bitcoin and then to Ethereum recently, and then I used Ethereum to deposit on Bitrex. And then you can easily just buy a little bit on Bitrex of all these different currencies and think of it like investing in the whole stock market. Think of it like a retirement account. Now, if you're excited and you want to talk with everybody about it and you want to make it a group thing, then I personally think Steam is the best investment today. That's just what I think. I've been wrong a lot. This whole video is about how I've made 10 costly mistakes online with trading these currencies, that my mistakes are worth much more than the profit I've made. I personally think this one's the best. That doesn't mean I'm right, though. But I'm personally going everything into Steam, and then I'm putting everything into being a Steam user, not just an investor or speculator, but a user, actually using the steamit.com website and investing in building my presence on Steam and Steemit. So I think you could pick something I've done, or you could just pick one. Like, you could say, well, Ethereum's really good. I think it's going to overtake Bitcoin. The best way to invest seems to be to put a little bit of money in every month. My impatience has cost me a lot of money in making a good deal, but if I'd have been more patient with Dash, I wouldn't have grabbed a masternode in a period of a week when it was $10 and $11. I might have taken several months, at which point I would have missed out on the majority of the profit I made as is. So those are the two basic ways you can bet the whole market, or you can research, get a recommendation, bet a specific currency, and each of those have ups and downs. If you're betting the whole market, you're not likely to get a sky-high return. Whereas, for example, if you buy let's say if you are like Jerry, okay, Jerry's going in on Steam. Let's say you put $10,000 into Steam today. We'll use the calculator, and that will give you about 87. That's not right, is it? 10,000. I think I need to multiply by 0.87. No, I think I need to divide. Yeah, because I think I need to divide. All right, so 87, we're going to divide by 0.87. There, if you put $10,000 into Steam, you'd get about $11,500 in Steam today. If you're like, okay, Jerry's right about Steam, I'm going to throw into Steam. Jerry's going in on it. And then let's say the Steam price, I think in 10 months, the Steam price is going to be $10. So if you multiply by $10, then if I'm right, which I'm wrong plenty of times, if I'm right, in 10 months, you might have $114,000 of Steam in 10 months on a $10,000 investment today. That's possible. It's also possible I'm completely full of it and I don't know what I'm talking about. None of my promotion works. So to me, those are the benefits of going all in on something. Now, if let's say you put in, oh, I closed the calculator. Let's say you put in like $10,000 to the entire, like you just do the system I did. You put a bunch of it in on Bitrex. Now, if Steam goes up 10 times, you'll still have some Steam. But if other stuff doesn't go up as much, let's say the market collectively goes up double, then you might have 20,000 in 10 months. But meanwhile, if I'm wrong about the price of Steam, it won't matter. Whatever does best will essentially carry your worst investments. The thing that goes up 10 times will make up for several things falling in value. So you can go about it either of those ways. I hope that's... I've got a post if you want to know why I think Steam it's going to go up. I've got a Steam it post on my profile. You just look for the post that says 10 reasons for $10 Steam price in 10 months. The summary of it is all these things together. When you put all these 10 things together, it's incredible. I don't know of any other currency that has all 10 of these things going for it. Google organic search traffic to steemit.com. Huge, powerful force. Most of these currencies online don't have good Google organic search traffic outside of perhaps Bitcoin and Ethereum, and maybe a little bit in the top. But Steemit is doing great building organic Google search traffic. And you can see Steemit is already up to one of the top websites in the entire world. And I think it's got potential to get into the top 100. Also, Steemit screwed up a lot before, you might say. Steemit did something. Steemit inflated its price by 100% a year, which basically meant if you bought it and held it on an exchange, it was guaranteed to go down in value. So Steem pretty much pissed off a bunch of traders and investors. It was really hot for a while. And then once people learned about it, and then the way they set it up, they pretty much pissed off a lot of the traders and investors with the essentially forcing you to power your Steam up. And I think that's left a lot of traders and speculators down on Steam who may not even be aware of the change. Steam now is only inflating 9.5% a year, which is on par or less than the US dollar by comparison. So now Steam actually is getting to be worth a really good buy to just buy it and hold it on an exchange. So it's got, that is a big change that it, a lot of people, I wasn't aware of it until after I checked the interest in my Steam account. I looked in my Steam account and I said, wait a minute, this isn't earning 100% interest. Steam also prevents a quick exit with power downs, and it's got a higher previous market value. So as I showed before, its market value actually has been higher. If you want to look at something like Ripple for comparison, Ripple's market value is just now getting a bit more reasonable. But its market value has never been close to as high as it's been in the last month. It went up just fantastically in the last month. But look over the last year, it's never had a market valuable anywhere compared to where it is now. Steam, meanwhile, has. I'll give you a couple more real quick. It's an attractive investment if you're a blogger or a content creator like me. I get a ton of influence. I get to have one of the most influential votes on the website because of my investment in Steam. Now, most coins, you buy them, they don't give you anything. Steam gives you a lot. Also, I'm going to promote this. I'm all in with Steam. Well, you were all in on Dash, weren't you? I'm all in on Steam, and I'm going to promote it. I've actually even thought of a way I can raise money to do ads with my posts. And then with Steam, the coolest thing, if you look at my posts, if I zoom in, you'll see this one post here. They're actually going to pay me around $890 worth of Steam just for making a blog post. Now think about that. Just because I made a blog post. And that's going to allow me to continue investing more and more in Steam is essentially getting back from my own posts. Now, how am I making that money is because people voted it up. And how do you get people to vote it up? You want your friends to get in. So I think this friend effect, and then the higher the price goes, the higher the earnings will go. It'll be a great snowball effect. And then I think this eventually will attract celebrities to bring their following so they can make more money. And I think then the Steam community is the nicest community of people I've ever seen online. When I walked in on my Dash budget proposal, I got a lot of people hating. And the Steam, for better or worse, I've never seen such a nice, loving, compassionate, friendly community before. I mean, the posts, the comments are just incredibly positive. So those are the 10 reasons I think Steam will go $10 to in 10 months. Now, I might be wrong. It might take longer, but it might go higher. MultiSpeak says, if you follow Jerry's advice, say goodbye to your coins. That might be true. If you followed my advice, you might have said goodbye to all your coins. What I hope to do is I hope that you take the advice I give that you need and you leave the rest. If you listen to me and you're motivated to do something, then I think that's a good thing. I listen to really long books. I read, I study, I research, I take out what I need and I leave the rest. So I hope that's what is useful for you. If I say something useful, I hope that's helpful. If I say something stupid or wrong or irrelevant, I hope that you just learn from that. And you can be like, well, he's investing in Steam, so I definitely am not investing in Steam. But based on how he's investing in Steam, maybe I'll invest in New Economy Movement because it has similar properties or whatnot. So I hope you can adapt what I say into it being really useful for you. Suits TV says, is there a way to short cryptocurrencies like regular stocks to make money when they go down in price? I believe there is if you do margin trading. I believe Poloniex has margin trading. I believe Bitfinex has margin trading. I believe you can short by doing... I believe there are ways to short cryptocurrencies. I personally have a little bit of enough of sense to realize that I, as you've seen with all those 10 mistakes I've made, can you guess that probably it's not a good idea for me to fool around shorting stuff? Yes, for me personally, I've been just trading in complete coins because I have enough honesty to see that I'm not up for shorting things. I'm not up for margin trading. I'd either make a whole bunch and get a huge ego, but realistically, I'd probably fool around and lose whatever I put into it. So I personally don't fool around with that. You can make huge amounts of money if you do margin trading, shorting, or going long on what you can make huge amount of money that way, but you can just easily get wiped out that way too with how much these go up and down. So... Red Dragon says, I have hearing issues. Not all of us can listen to books. Yes, you can. You can read books too. So I realize not everyone can see. So my daughter and wife are home now. I think that's, I've done a long enough video. So I'm going to let you go now. I am very grateful for the, I'm grateful if you've watched on YouTube or Facebook Live. I'm also grateful if you've watched all the way to the end. After this has already been recorded, if you'd like to continue the conversation with me, would you please use steamit.com? This is the best place to comment and interact with me. I'm grateful. There are so many comments on the videos I make. At the same time, there's so many comments on the videos I make, I don't have time to read hardly any of them. I'm reading most all the comments on Steemit. I'm doing another post on Steemit today. And this is the main place I'm putting my attention outside of making videos. Thank you. And all right, one more. Sell your course, Jerry, sell your course. No one's thinking that. If you like to watch the very best of the videos I have, I've got 3,000 plus videos in my video courses. I'm continuing to upload them on the University of Jerry Banfield. If you would like to watch the very best of what I create in the video courses, would you please go to the universityofjerrybanfield.com and either pick this all courses for life bundle or this all access monthly bundle. If you'd like to invest in my courses forever, the lowest cost is this all courses for life bundle. One cost, you get all of them forever. Or if you'd rather pay less today, there's a $27 a month, you'll get all of them. Either one. Any of those help me to be here today with you. So would you go take a look at that? And if it seems right for you, would you buy into that and help me to because you'll help me to continue being of service to you online in the best format I offer. There we go. So I'll turn this off. Thank you very much for watching this today. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate you being here. And I hope you have a wonderful day today.